As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Matt Oliver. Matt, thank you so much for the phone call, and thanks for coming over earlier this week on our senior fair.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So how's it been since we last saw you 2 days ago?
It's been good. The week's been going fast. It's hard to believe that, October's halfway over, and, glad that it's a weekend. It's been a full week.
How do you think the with the pandemic the way it is, and the colder weather starting to kind of come in a little bit, how's that going to affect people? Does it affect the good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, I think that it has a number of implications. The cooler it is, the harder it is to get outside, and there seems to be some elevated health risks with people kind of staying a little closer together or not getting out as much, even just with exercise. So it definitely makes an impact. But I think the biggest issue that we've seen with COVID and its long kind of ongoing kind of impact is just the impact on connection. So I thought I would share a couple of things with you about, how to help us, maintain connection in the workplace or in the home that might help us be at our best.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was looking at, some of the tips and the suggestions out there, and people are generally connecting more through social media or through Zoom platforms, and there were a number of games that were suggested, and whether it's you as an adult or maybe your kids trying to maintain play dates, they had a couple of suggestions I thought were kind of fun. So for home and family fun, they said home scavenger hunts are kind of fun for engaging family members or kids and trying to maintain their play dates. So getting a list of random items that people have in their homes, and then they just bring those to the computer and share them over the video, and people have a good time just seeing what people come up with. There's another game that was kind of recommended I thought was kind of fun. People have gotten pictures of animals or other kinds of objects, and what they do is they store those on the computer, and then they do screen sharing over Zoom, and they basically start with that picture overly magnified, and then they slowly demagnify so you can see more and more of the picture, and the first one to guess what the picture is, then they get a point. And the person with the most points kind of wins. Some other kinds of things I mentioned for family and home fun are like silly photo challenges, whether it's just making a silly face or what do people's faces look like when they're sticking out their tongue or trying to lick their elbow or whatever it is. But those kind of silly things do amazing things emotionally for us. They help us feel more connected. They help us feel better about the various stressors in our life, and they help us just kind of cope and make sure we're not just focusing on, work or other kind of serious matters. But, COVID impact has made it harder for people to communicate. And those challenges to communicate, whether it's the water cooler conversations or just getting to know people as people, when you have conflict at work, people sometimes can take it far more personally. And that sometimes leads to things like turnover or other concerns. And so what I would recommend for our workplace environments is that leaders make sure you take a moment to do some intentional team building because it will pay off for you. And when I talk about intentional team building, we oftentimes have team meetings, but do we take time to, recognize proud moments where people can talk about, whether it's work-related or not, things that they're excited about or things that they've accomplished in their personal lives? That's good to hear about, too, because when people see each other as people, they treat each other better. We're more kind and we're more compassionate. Other kind of quick things, might include, getting a fact sheet of your staff and doing kind of a quick game of guess who. Whose favorite candy bar is this, or who's traveled where, or whose favorite kind of pastime is that? And so those are kind of things. And, there's a lot of applications out there to help make it kind of easier to try to do team building. And so I would just recommend that taking time to make sure we're getting to know each other as people or reconnecting as people makes a big difference.
The one thing I was going to bring up is because we also know that cold weather has a tendency to enhance mental health issues. How soon should, or how quickly should the people who are experiencing that go to a doctor or not?
That's a great question. Most people are going to experience some sort of anxiety or kind of depressed mood as the weather gets cooler, you know, you got the holidays coming up, and that's just naturally stressful. But when people start to notice signs where they are withdrawing from things that, you know, usually get them energized, or if they're withdrawing from people, or they're sleeping a lot, or even things like fighting or arguing more, or possibly drinking more, or even having thoughts of suicide, I think then it's a good idea to kind of say, what am I doing and what might I need to do to take care of me? It's always acceptable and welcomed to talk with your provider if you've got a good relationship with them. But even if you don't have necessarily a close relationship with a primary care doctor to review those kind of things, contacting our crisis line, 24/7 available, is never a bad thing to say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. Do you think it's worth talking to a therapist? Or do you think it may be something else that I need? Certainly, if you're having thoughts of suicide, contacting our crisis line, number 765-659-4771, or you can just go to Community Howard Behavioral Health on Google and be able to get our location information and our phone numbers. Those are good investments just to take care of you or a loved one. It's never good to suffer in silence, and there's no real risk or cost just reaching out and asking, what do you think? And our 24/7 crisis workers will be happy to talk with you and give you some ideas about what may make sense for you.
But also, don't be afraid to do it, because I know, I think it's embarrassing to some people, and others are just like, you know, why am I doing this? I'm afraid somebody's going to find out.
Yeah, that's where I feel like people can suffer in silence far too long. There's no reason why people should feel ashamed about it. We do offer confidential services. So again, if you're thinking about your relationships that matter to you most, whether it's taking care of your families at work or taking care of your families at home, being at your best is important. And if you know that you're sliding into a place where you're not really at your best, it's good to take stock and say, hey, who can I talk to? And again, we offer 24/7 crisis consultation, and certainly be happy to get people set up with an outpatient office visit or a virtual visit as appropriate.
Okay.
Matt, we sure appreciate your time again, as always. And again, thank you for coming over and being on our telecast earlier this week for our senior fair and talking with and to the seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Kim. Appreciate all you do for the community.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.